winner declared in the Arizona governor's race. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk projecting the Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs will be the next governor of Arizona, defeating Republican Kari Lake by a margin of less than 1%. Governor-elect Hobbs, in a statement, pledging to work hard, even for those who didn't vote for her, saying, "Even in this moment of division, I believe there is so much more that connects us." But Kari Lake posting on social media, "Arizonans know BS when they see it." Earlier on Fox News Primetime, Lake accused her opponent of a conflict of interest.
How do you certify an election that is this botched? And she's the one that would certify her own election where it was botched, where the machines didn't work in more than a third of the polling centers. I don't know how we remedy this.
The margin is currently outside the range for an automatic recount, but there are still nearly 20,000 ballots left to count. The Republican Party is one victory away from taking the majority in the House of Representatives after a re-election win by California Congressman Ken Calvert. The GOP controls 217 House seats. That's one shy of the number needed for the majority. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking remotely to the G20 summit meeting in Indonesia, says he wants Russia to end its war on Ukraine justly and says now is the time it must and can be stopped. Zelensky also said the world should establish a special tribunal on Russia's aggression against Ukraine. After his meeting with China's President Xi, President Biden telling reporters about Russia,
"I'm confident that Russia will not occupy or defend Ukraine as they intended from the beginning."
In his speech to the G20, the president will tell the leaders to further isolate Russia diplomatically and economically over its invasion. Wall Street lower Monday. The Dow fell 211 points. NASDAQ dropped 127. Early morning Dow futures are trading about 140 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Despite 13 undecided House races, congressional Republicans will hold their leadership elections today.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is likely to win a leadership race and officially be the GOP's pick for Speaker of the House. But today's vote will be our first look at how deep his support runs. Conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus have suggested a challenge and are hoping to win concessions in a rules package as leverage. Regardless of today's vote, McCarthy will need to win an outright majority on the House floor in January, a vote that could mean winning near unanimous support from Republicans if the majority is as small as election projections now indicate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump expected to announce tonight he's running for president again. Yesterday, he defied a subpoena from the House January 6th committee, failing to show for a deposition. He's filed suit against the committee, charging their subpoena is invalid. Former Vice President Mike Pence releases his memoir today, including details of January 6th of last year, telling Fox's Hannity,
"I'll always believe that I did my duty on that tragic day under the Constitution and the laws of this country."
Mr. Pence says he's seriously considering his own presidential run. Layoffs in the tech industry continue. The Wall Street Journal reporting Amazon is preparing to furlough as many as 10,000 workers this week, while employees at Twitter may have to start brown bagging it.
Twitter workers who survived the chopping block after Elon Musk purchased the social media giant will soon have to pay for their own meals. The billionaire says he'll scrap the free meals served at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco because it was costing the company around $13 million a year. He also mandated a return to the office policy. Musk completed his $44 billion Twitter takeover last month and promptly fired about half of the 7,500-person workforce. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.